foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this absolutely magnificent Monday, January 12th, 2026 edition. I want to thank Rick Randall, the author of the Good Words book for success, for coming on and motivating us, kind of reminding us we've got a choice every morning. Every single morning, we have a choice. Today, I'm going to be positive. Today, I will absolutely fight negative thoughts, negativity. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be upbeat. I'm going to smile at people. Total strangers, when I'm out and about today, when I see a stranger, I'm going to smile at them. Might not have a smile on my face, but when I look up and make eye contact, I'm going to smile. Good to see you. See if they return the favor. Let's see if they smile back. You know, I have a saying, been using this for years. I think this came from Zig Ziglar or somebody back in the day when we were in real estate. We went to some of these positive seminars, many of those Rick Randall attended back in the 1980s as well. We got a problem. As a boss, as a broker owner, as a business owner, employees, people would come into your office and say, we got a problem. That is such a negative thing to say. Zig Ziglar, whoever it was, Tom Hopkins, I forget, Floyd Wickman, it could have been many of those people I went to. No. We don't have a problem. We have an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people, but not us. You see, we are smart. We can figure out the solution to this quote-unquote problem, but you don't look at things as problems. This is an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people. Perfect example. Came home from downstate. We had snow. Saturday, Sunday, whenever it happened up here, driveway was covered with snow. Well, I drove in on the short leg of the driveway because the long leg is the one I'd like to throw the snow off of first because that's what Miss Vicky uses to go to work every morning, and I don't want to drive on it and pack it down. But I was tired. You know, I drove, 300 miles back home, and there was a football game on I wanted to watch. San Francisco 49ers traveled into Philadelphia to play the Super Bowl champs from last year in the wild card game. Came on at 4:30. I was listening to it on the satellite radio in the Yukon. I was driving home listening to the game, and it was, 7-6. It was the beginning of the game. So I rushed in, and Mr. Snoop's all excited to see me, wagging his tail. So I kissed the boy on his head and petted him a little bit and kissed Miss Vicky. She was working on a project. And I said, honey, if you don't mind, I'm going to go into the bedroom and watch the rest of this football game. But I knew I had to throw the snow so that she could get out this morning to go to work. But I said, you know what? After the game, I'll take care of the snow. So I went in and turned on the game. enjoyed the game. It was a fantastic game. San Francisco came from behind and won it. And the Philadelphia Eagles are out of the playoffs. There will be a new Super Bowl champion this year in February. I was excited. Good for Purdy and the 49ers. Absolutely fantastic game. It was fun. Excited. Came out, put on my ski pants, put on my big, thick, insulated jacket, my hat. I even grabbed my little miner's light that I put over top of my cap to go outside and be able to throw snow, plow snow in the dark. Well, I get outside, and lo and behold, my next-door neighbor, Kevin, saw me get home late. He was out clearing his driveway with his big John Deere tractor. He's got a blade on it. Sure enough, my neighbor came over, Kevin, and plowed our driveway. Both legs, the long leg and the short leg. Didn't get real close to the vehicles, so there was a little bit for me to do around the vehicles, throwing snow and clearing them off and brushing them off and getting them all cleaned off ready for this week. Got it all done, almost completely done, to the point where I was going to put the snow thrower back in the garage, and I had one little piece to do, and I did it, and sure enough, got too close to one of the rocks, the little rocks that line the driveway, and I ran into it with the snow thrower and broke the shear pin. So it wouldn't break the snow thrower. The shear pin snapped off, and one half of my snow thrower stopped working. And I was upset. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get my tools out. I got to find that hole in the axle of the shaft, push out the old broken pin, put a new one in, use my tools to tighten up the nuts on it. And I said, you know what? I have an opportunity to be upset about how stupid I was to run into that rock. Or I can say, you know what? It was time for a new shear pin. And tomorrow after the show, when it's sunny and beautiful, blue skies, the sun is shining out right now here at the studio, I'll get the tools out in daylight and I'll replace the shear pin. I didn't get upset. I was positive that I could take care of it tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. But it's amazing that you have choices every single day. And that was the message today from Rick Randall, and I greatly appreciate him spending some time with us and talking about it. Well, I'm very positive because we are going to have an election this year. And the Republicans in the Michigan State Senate will be electing a new leader. If they're lucky enough in November to win back to the majority, it'll be a Senate majority leader. If the Democrats keep the majority like they have now, there'll be a Senate minority leader. Well, who are the two senators that are not term limited out able to run to be the next leader of the Senate Republicans down in Lansing? Well, the race to be the next Senate Republican leader is, by all accounts, a contest among the group's returning members. And if history is any guide, they will be decided among the group before the November election this year. Numerous sources are telling MERS News Service that both Senator Roger Hoke of Union Township and Senator Michael Weber of Rochester Hills are interested in the post and have some support. Now, there is a possible compromise wild card option. Senator Jonathan Lindsay, Republican of Coldwater. Now, the reason why Hoke and Weber are the basic leaders at this point is because they, together, are co-chairing the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, the SRCC, of the Senate Republicans' 18-member caucus. Eight of the 18 are eligible to seek re-election because they're not term limited. 10 of the senators, Republicans, are term limited. They can't run for re-election. We're going to get 10 new state senators. Well, sources following the race closely stress that the group is working well together and that their driving focus among all eight is retaking back the majority. That's what the Republican senators are working on. Their hope is that those interested in the head leadership post will ultimately work it out over some beers at some point before the new freshman class arrives. There's a real desire to reach a consensus preemptively, avoiding any over-the-top fundraising warfares, any closed-door grievances that are often associated with leadership races and can actually split a caucus. However, in the last 28 years, Republican leaders in the chamber have been able to work out the leadership slots among themselves without the caucus needing to cast a secret ballot vote after the general election. Now, Roger Hoke's leadership bid includes a partnership with Senator Mark Huizenga of Walker, who is running one of the most difficult districts for Republicans to maintain this year in the Grand Rapids and Rockford area. Hoke and Huizenga's efforts are being supported by BrightSpark Strategies. This is a consulting firm favored by former Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt started to break away from the firm, although not entirely, following the 2022 elections, when the Republicans lost their 40-year majority stronghold in the state Senate chamber. Connected to Hoke, Huizenga, BrightSpark is the Ticket Back Super PAC, which can accept unlimited corporate donations. Very interesting development. We'll wrap this story up in the final segment of today's show. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of today, last segment on this magnificent Monday. Just want to wrap up this story real quick about the leadership position that the Senate Republicans are going to be looking at come the November election. They're either going to be in the minority or they're going to be in the majority, depending on the outcome of the November 3rd general election. And again, the folks looking to do it are going to be selected basically with the 8 returning state senators. Right now, 18 state senators, 10 of them are term limited out. They're done. We are going to get 10 new state senators for sure, absolutely, this year. Question is going to be whether they will keep the Republican seats Republican and even flip a couple of the Democrat seats to Republican to where then they will have the majority. If they get the majority back, they then will lead the legislative session for the next 2 years for sure, possibly the next 4, because that's when they, the senators, will be up for re-election again. Senators are elected during the midterms. State representatives are every 2 years. So this election is critically important, but more importantly, will it be a Republican majority, or will the Republicans be in the minority again like they have been since 2022's election? Well, here's the point. President Trump is coming back to Michigan tomorrow. First time back in Michigan for 2026. Now, he'll be down in Detroit speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, but he's going to be talking about his administration's economic platform. And I told you the guys this last year after they passed that big, beautiful bill. I told you flat out with the changes they made to income tax alone, no taxes on Social Security, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on tips. When we go and sit down with our tax advisor and file our income tax this year, it's going to be a lower cost burden of taxes that are owed to Washington, D.C. It's going to be lower for you. It's going to be lower for everybody. So what does that mean? Larger refunds. If you're an employee and they've taken out your taxes, you're withholding, you're going to have to owe less money to Washington. Therefore, you're going to get a bigger refund. Most people, when they get a refund, they pay off credit card bills. They pay off whatever loans, small loans they might have. or they spend it. Not a lot of people, not a lot of people take the tax refunds and put them into a saving or investment account. When they spend it this year, you know what that's going to do? It's going to blow up the economy. They're saying our first quarter, January, February, and March, will be the beginning of a boom that is going to take place April, May, and June, the second quarter. And when that boom hits, after people get done and filing their taxes before the April 15th deadline, and they realize how much money they're getting back or how less lower amount they have to send to Washington if you're a business owner, well, guess what? That's more money in your pocket. And guess what? As a result, this economy is going to take off. And I got to tell you, the Democrats are concerned. Because it's going to impact the August 4th primary as to who the candidates end up being. And it's definitely, definitely going to continue through the summer. GDP growth, along with inflation going down even lower, because they're saying that we are going to get gasoline below $2 a gallon before the November election this year. And if that happens, folks, it's all about the economy, stupid. That's what James Carville used to tell Bill Clinton back in the 1990s. It's about the economy, stupid. Stay focused on it. Well, guess what? The Democrats are going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble big time. Because you go into that November election with a booming economy, more money in people's pockets due to lower taxes, and $2 a gallon gas? This is going to be a phenomenal November election. And I hope and pray to God it's true here in Michigan, because we are due for a Republican governor. Every 8 years, Republican. Then 8 years, Democrat. 8 years, Republican. 8 years, Democrat. Well, guess what? Whitmer's days are numbered. Less than a year from right now, January 1st, 2027, New Year's Day, we are going to be swearing in a new governor. And we are due for a Republican governor. They take back the majority in the Senate, and we even grow our caucus in the House. And God willing, we elect a Republican U.S. Senator as well. That is possible. Pass the positive, people. Enjoy your magnificent Monday. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage.